Bonjour. Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast, hosted by Taylor.
Today, I'm very pleased to be joined by Léa Lorichas from Cognac Lorichas. Léa, comment ça va?
I'm fine, thanks.
Who are you and what do you do?
So my name is Léa, as you say, and with my husband, Olivier, we own Cognac Lorichas. We created the brand 3 years ago. Now, Olivier acts as master distiller and master cellar. And of course, he works in the vineyard with our team. And I help him for the harvest and take care of the business. We both do the bottling, labeling, packing, and all this kind of stuff.
Everything, A to Z. And where are you based?
We are based in Roissac, in Angeac Champagne, in Grand Champagne. And our vineyard is in Verrières, which is the family vineyard. And the other part is here in Roissac.
How many hectares do you have?
We have 40 hectares.
And can you tell us what cognac are we tasting today?
Today, we are tasting Lorichas Cask 104. It's a 1% Grand Champagne from the family vineyard in Verrières. It's a single cask.
How would you describe the style of this particular cognac?
It's a very difficult question because I think it's definitely a cognac from Grand Champagne with a lot of power, I say. It's very much a cognac, something very powerful for me.
When you and Olivier were going through the Chai, looking at the barrels, what made you say, aha, we need to bottle this one? This cask is the one.
Oh, it's a big work. We did this work with Olivier, and because this cognac was made by Guy. And we tasted all the barrels in our cellar, so more than hundreds. And we made a selection. Olivier made one, I did one, Guy made one. And then we discussed together and we say, okay, is this one? We all love it, so we're going to choose this one. And this is the work.
Tough work, having to taste 100 barrels.
Yes.
Can you say approximately how old this cognac is?
It has been distilled in the 70s, so I can say that. I asked Guy, which is my father-in-law. Olivier and I think Guy decided to keep this cognac and just let the cognac hold like this. We bottled 3 years ago, so it's a cognac age, maybe 45 years old.
Yeah, not a young cognac, that's for sure.
No, this is around 45, 50 years old, yes.
Did distillation occur on the lees or without the lees?
I asked Guy for this one. Distilled with the lees because he thinks it gives more complexity to the cognac.
Do you know how much time this cognac spent in new oak and then in old oak?
To be honest, I don't know. As far as Olivier can remember, this cognac aged in old oak. So that's all the info we have.
Okay. Because there's a unique story about this range of single barrel cognacs, something about a hidden cellar, and you've recently discovered these barrels. Can you maybe explain, please?
I'm going to try. Yes, we always want to have our own brand. And one day, Olivier said, my dad has a cellar with some eau de vie inside. I said, okay, where is it? In the garden. Okay, in the garden where our kids are playing every Sunday. He said, yes. Okay, let me see, show me. And that's how the story begins.
So you discovered hundreds of barrels in this.
Yes,
cellar.
He opens the door. I said, wow. And everything was beautiful, the smell, everything.
You mentioned you have 40 hectares of vines. Are you keeping some of those eau de vie for your own production? Or is most of that being sold to a big house?
Oh, both. We keep some for us. So Olivier is still using lees for the distillation, and another part is sold.
Okay. So there will be lots of Cognac Lorichas for the future.
We would like.
Excellent. We would too.
We're working on it.
And this Chai that's in the back of the garden, can you say if it's a humid cellar or a dry cellar or somewhere in between?
It's something between. Olivier say it's a classic cellar. Not too dry, not too humid, but with the dirt floor, I think we say like this.
Yep.
So yes, the classic one.
And what is the alcohol level of this cognac, the cask 104?
We bottled at a cask strength of 47.4 with no reduction.
I imagine there were no additives used at all in this cognac?
Of course not. We didn't want to change anything of what he did. The reduction is totally natural, no additives, sugar or caramel, just cognac.
There's another cask available, cask 301. How would you compare cask 104, which we're tasting today, and cask 301 that's available?
They're both from Grand Champagne and all, both with Geoff Grand Champagne, I would say, but the 301 is more classic, I think. It's sweeter and they are both different. And that's why we decided to bottle this two cask to show all the complexity of Grand Champagne.
Great. So if we get to a tasting note now, how would you describe the nose of this cask 104?
The 104, for sure, you will find tobacco. That's the one we found with Olivier. And maybe at the end, you will find a hint of chocolate.
And on the palate, in terms of flavors?
This one is very rich. And to be honest, this is my favorite. Because you have a creamy side, but it's also a little bit of aggressivity. And you have a lot of intensity with all this. You have creamy aggressivity, and that's wonderful. For me, it's wonderful. Yeah.
And how would you describe the finish?
The finish never ends. It is complex at the nose and the mouth also, and the finish, you can keep it for a long time in the mouth, and just wonderful.
One thing I've noticed with this cognac, I guess it's true for other cognacs, but if I don't wash the glass the next morning, it's beautiful. It smells absolutely beautiful, the glass.
You still have this kind of power. Yes, that's wonderful. Every time we drink a cognac with Olivier, we put the glass, and the day after, we smell the glass just to see what happened.
It's the holiday season. Many of us are going to be enjoying cognac at the end of our meals with family and friends. Do you have any recommendation for something to pair with this cask 104, or should it be enjoyed entirely on its own?
I think you can enjoy it just like this, but with good, the chocolate cake would be great because you have a hint of chocolate on the nose, and that would be great.
Thank you very much, Leah. Thank you for your time. I wish you a very happy holidays, and talk to you again soon in the Charente.
Thanks to you.
Thank you. Au revoir.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. All bottles of this calendar can be found on cognacexpert.com. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac. Au revoir.